makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Alright, thanks for tuning in with us. The time is approximately 4, which means the beginning of the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am DJ Jeb. Thanks for tuning in with us. We just listened to White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, which is actually, it was one of the first songs by Grace Slick in the band Jefferson Airplanes, which eventually became Jefferson Starship when two other members left the band. So if you have not listened to the show before, what I like to do is play easy listening songs, generally a mixture of classic rock, some folk, some pop, whatever I'm kind of feeling, stuff that's kind of you could listen to on a road trip. Hope you enjoyed the first one, and we'll see how the hour goes.
Saw the stars so bright in the dances and I dream. She's not so far as she seems. Bridal meadows melt in sunsets. I have blown in the breeze. She can't see me watching. I'm thinking, life, life.
Yes.
right. You just listened to... the first one was Farmhouse by Phish off of the album Farmhouse, which was actually their Phish's highest ever first week sales for a record, and has a lot of great songs on it. I think the first one was... Oh, I don't remember what the most famous one was. But great album. And yeah, then next we heard Bittersweet by Big Head Todd and the Monsters on the album Sister Sweetly. This was actually their debut single that went platinum. And for me, I just kind of associate it with fall. It's not particularly a song from fall, but for me, I guess I first listened to it then. So I think it's perfect for this weather. Let's see. What mic are you on? We are just being joined by James. Thank you for being here.
Of course. My pleasure.
What did you think of that song?
Oh, I really liked it, yes.
Even though you got here even 20 seconds ago?
Yes, I heard it for like 20 seconds.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and we will get right back to the music. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
right. So we've just listened to In the Flesh by Pink... Well, not just. Two songs ago, we listened to In the Flesh by Pink Floyd off of The Wall. The Wall is one of the, in my opinion, best albums of all time. It follows the story of Pink as he is kind of isolated by society. And in the song In the Flesh, he hallucinates that he is a fascist dictator. So I think that's pretty crazy. Great message. Well, actually, no, not really great. Then after that, we listened to Opposite People by Human Girlfriend, which is actually a song by a band that a friend of mine from high school is in. Human Girlfriend, he plays bass, so you guys should all check it out. They have two singles on Spotify. The first one we listened to was Opposite People, and then they also have A Ripened Pear. They're doing great, and I totally recommend you check them out. We are just joined by... We are just joined by DJ Pending. Thank you for being here.
Hello, listeners. It's good to be here on the Road Trip Hour with Jeb, of course, my dear friend.
Glad you could be here. What do you think of The Wall?
The Wall? Well, it's more of a, like Pink Floyd, or...
Yeah, the album by Pink Floyd.
Okay. You know, really, it's better to ask, I think, what I don't think of The Wall.
You know, that's really... That's important. That's very poetic, I would say.
Thank you. Just like The Wall.
Yeah. Wow. You actually introduced me to Phish when I went to your radio hour, which, if you have not listened to it, you should check it out. 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yep.
A little bit late.
It's
on
a hard sell.
Tuesday morning, I guess, Monday night.
Monday night, Tuesday morning, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Probably
I
birds.
Say things, and sometimes what I say deals with birds.
Yes, and you played a Phish song.
I did,
and
yes.
You really, and I was very, I really enjoyed it. So
well, I'm glad to
Farmhouse.
Hear it.
Earlier,
oh,
and we
right.
have, I think, another one coming up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that I've had
yes.
some sort of influence on
of course,
anyone,
you know?
Really.
You gotta keep an open mind for music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're actually about halfway through the hour, so we're going to do our PSA now. We're actually going to do two PSAs. The first one is going to be for our annual donations drive.
Mm-hmm.
Attention all freeform radio lovers. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift, so go check out donate.wmfo.org. We would really appreciate if you could check that out. Maybe consider donating.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to us. And
we need your money.
We need your money.
We're not sure what the unique thank you gift is, so if you do donate, feel free to call us. Let us know.
Yes, please. I'm interested. And then we have another supplemental PSA, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating. Allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's a good message, especially now that we're moving into winter. I actually got a space heater for my room the other day because the heater was not doing the trick. And it has a very cool feature where if you tip it over or if it falls over, it automatically turns off.
Wow.
It has like a pin on the bottom
mm-hmm.
that you have to have it resting on a flat surface in order to activate.
And that way things don't catch on fire, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, anyway, space heaters are good, but stay safe around them.
Thank you. jungles in my mind, climbing up my waterfalls and singing out my mind. So I try to hear the music, but I'm always losing time, cause they're stepping on my rhythm and they're stealing all my line. Stealing all my lines, and I keep waiting for the time when I can finally say, this is all been wonderful, but now I'm on my way. When I think it's time to leave it all behind, try to find a way to there's nothing I can say to make it stop, stop, stop.
We just listened to two great songs. The first one was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac on Rumors. Classic. Mm-hmm. I actually intended to play a different song, which was Dreams by the Cranberries.
Play that song next.
Well, it'll be on the queue.
Okay.
It was recommended by James, and I thought I had added it, but I guess I'd added the wrong Dreams.
Yikes.
Well, it's still a great song. Both of them are great.
Yep.
And then we listened to Down With Disease, another Phish song introduced to me.
Mm-hmm.
Live version, Alpine Valley 2010. I don't know if that means anything to anyone listening. It doesn't really mean anything to me.
Doesn't mean much
but,
to me.
But yeah, it was great. And let's see. Let's just keep on going.
You dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it.
nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes. Say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. No secrets to conceal. Like a rolling stone.
What's that? What's that? What did you just say, James?
I said walk sign is on.
Ah, yes. You know, I think there's a walk sign is on
remix. Yes.
For those who are not listening, the crosswalk right outside.
For those who are not listening, what does that mean?
For those who don't go to Tufts, there is a distinctive sound, like the walk sign is on. at the crosswalk outside of our studio, and I think someone made like a remix of it.
It's pretty great.
So we just listened to, first was Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, which is rated number one out of the Rolling Stones' top 500 songs of all time.
Wow.
See why?
It's just because it says Rolling Stone.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's some incentive.
When you ask.
Rolling Stone magazine. Mm-hmm. Then we listened to Dreams by the Cranberries. We got it right this time. It was the right Dreams. Classic song on the album. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? Would you say, James, it's your favorite Cranberries song?
I would say Stat or Zombies.
What about Linger?
I like Linger too.
Yeah. They have a lot of good songs.
Yes.
So before we go back into the music, I forgot to mention a fun fact for Down With Disease by Phish.
Oh.
And that is that the music video for this song was directed by the bassist, Mike Gordon, and it's the band's only music video in their entire history.
Wow.
No other music videos.
It's a long history too, over 40 years.
Yes. You've seen them in concert, right, DJ Pending?
Yes, I've been to many a Phish concert.
Most of your clothing is Phish related.
It's true. Well, I pick up a lot of merch. And
yes.
That's like and most people go to like The Gap or like, I don't know, Abercrombie.
You go to Phish concerts.
I go to Phish concerts, yeah.
Well, you know, high quality then,
I guess. They are very nice shirts usually.
So. All right. Let's see, we still have some time, so we'll probably listen to one song and then come back and then one more song. right. That last song was another Phish song. I think that's our third Phish song of the hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Sample in a Jar on the album Hoist.
1994, I believe.
Thank you, DJ Pending, for giving us some context.
There you go.
The fun fact for this song, let's see. Let's see.
Do you just have these fun facts? I don't see a sheet
of
paper.
No, I have them written down, but I'm not sure if this is technically appropriate for radio.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you tell me? It's the third one down.
Okay, third one down. I don't think it is. Oh, I can try to doctor it.
Please.
This song is about sitting in a car after a fun night with friends at an establishment that...
That has three letters.
Yes.
In the name.
Yeah.
And one of them's a vowel.
And it's Rob backwards.
Like Broccoli Rob, but without... Is there an E at the end of Broccoli Rob?
I have no idea how to spell Broccoli Rob. Look, maybe that helps, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Anyway, that's our fun fact for Sample in a Jar. I think we have about time for one more, but before we go into that, thank you for listening to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll see. Hopefully you guys will tune in again next week.
Thank you.